You're listening to R&IB Connect Radio. Today we're joined by Jake Coase, Customer Engagement Intern from Real Thing AI, to discuss his internship. Jake, thank you so much for joining us.
Not a problem, it's my pleasure.
So we last caught up with you in, I believe, March of this year, about getting in the door. Take us back to just before that. You had a bit of an ordeal applying for jobs. Can you go into that a little bit, please?
I just graduated from my master's degree, and obviously you think the world's at your feet at that moment in time, don't you? All ready to start saving for a wedding for me and my partner, saving for a new house, and obviously just being able to have a financial income of my own doing rather than living on benefits. I'm pretty sure that most visually impaired people know about at this point. I started applying for jobs, and it swiftly became apparent that the jobs that I was applying for, they did not want my services. Now, I applied for over 500 jobs, attended over 50 interviews at this, but then I started applying for jobs that required no qualifications whatsoever. And it was the same old story. Jake, we loved you. We thought you were so personable, so charismatic, so wonderful, a wonderful human being who would be great for our company, but you didn't have enough experience. The other person had more experience than you. The other person just nicked it on the line, that kind of thing. And I felt very, very demoralized, to tell you the truth, because I was applying for jobs that were, well, frankly, below my qualification standards, to tell you the truth, because I had a master's degree in mental health, well-being, resilience. And I was applying for jobs that didn't even require GCSEs. No one wanted to take a gamble on a visually impaired person.
We've heard the statistics time and time again. It's like 1 in 4 blind and partially sighted people of working age are in a job. So you came to Real Thing AI through the Get Set Progress scheme. How did that all come about? Was that just another one of your hit and hope job applications?
Well, at this point, I was applying for jobs left, right and centre, just in the hope that one will come through for me. And I've been receiving employment support from both the R&IB and Thomas Pocketton Trust. I received an email from TPT, which advertised their internship program after about 2 years of searching for a job. And I thought, do you know what? I'll give this a go. It may not be what I want. It's not a full-time thing. It's obviously 9 months, but I will certainly give it a go. I applied for it and I was successful in applying for it. And honestly, the feeling of elation that come over me, I mean, I have to say, I did tear up a little bit today because it'd been such an ordeal for me. That 2 years of cover letters and CVs and why are you suitable has absolutely gone now. I was absolutely thrilled to receive this role.
So, and this might sound like a really simple question. What's it been like the past 6 months or so at Real Thing AI?
I would say it's been an extremely gratifying and blessed experience because Real Thing in the UK don't have any visually impaired employees. We do in the US. Me being the only blind or partially sighted member of that team have actually lent them a large amount of value to their development of their business because they have the perspective and the opinions of a visually impaired person at their fingertips. Having me on board, it actually made me feel incredibly valued, listened to, and an incredibly important member of their team. Obviously, it just made me feel so happy that I was actually being valued within my own abilities, if you know what I'm saying.
After this big long wait, not only just getting a job, of getting a job that you're suited to, and you feel like a valued member of the team that you're a part of, it must be just absolutely fantastic, particularly after such a long wait as well.
That long wait made it all that sweeter. I'm not saying that everyone goes 2 years searching for a job, but I just felt such an immense sense of achievement because I had overcome the discrimination that I blatantly obviously had in my job. And it was just that feeling of elation that I have kept within myself within this role. So it's just a wonderful feeling. I've kept that going since I've continued on with this role, really.
So a little bit more specifically now, what have been some of the highlights at your time at Real Thing AI?
Some of my highlights have to be attending Sight Village as an employee rather than a general visually impaired person just walking around seeing what technology is on board, because obviously that means that I can see things from the other side of trying to make connections and that kind of thing. But one thing that I would love to say is my highlight has been the positive effect we've had on our customers, because ever since I've started, I've always wanted to make a positive difference to people's lives. And this has given me that opportunity to do that, because obviously our device is very, very helpful to most people who use it, and especially people that are lacking that independence and have recently lost that sight. It's just an incredible lifeline to have. And obviously I get to experience that customer feedback firsthand. It's actually my job role. Honestly, it's just a wonderful feeling knowing that what I'm doing is making a difference in some way, shape or form. And that's all I've wanted to do ever since I've lost my sight.
And finally for you, Jake, if you get any advice for any of our listeners, perhaps they've either been recently diagnosed with a sight condition or they're in a similar boat to yourself, applying and not getting anywhere. Any advice at all for them?
Well, the first bit of advice that I would suggest is seek advice and help from specialist visually impaired charities. That's the Thomas Pocklington Trust and that's RNIB, because they absolutely helped me with regards to how to repay confidence in interviews and how to just make myself seem a bit different to all the other applicants. Now, obviously, I was very, very lucky that I was looking for a job at the time of the Get Set Progress internship program starting up again. But that internship program, it is remarkable things that it has done for me. And it has done for other people as well, because they stick you in like a cohort. You get to not only share peer experience and peer support, but you actually get to live this journey with other people as well. So other people that have only recently lost their sight or have been struggling with applying for jobs since they have left uni or they've left college or whatever they've done. This experience that I've been on has been incredibly valuable to me, because obviously I've got a full-time position out of it, a real thing. Keep going. And there are organizations that do take visually impaired people on, because I want everyone to experience feeling that I've got right now, because obviously it's just such a great experience when you feel valued and you feel accepted within your job role. And the internship program is running until I think it's April now, but I would certainly, if that comes on and you're still without a job, I'll certainly apply to that, because frankly it's changed my life for the better. It really has done.
Jake Cole's customer engagement intern from A Real Thing AI. Thank you so much for joining us here on RNIB Connect Radio.
Thank you very much for having me.